This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome. I have been so excited for a while now to welcome our guest today on Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey. The more I have learned about the power of plants and the power of all plants and how they can heal, the more I'm convinced that there is a chunk of our society that refuses to hear this information. And it's so disturbing because there's so much evidence. And if you were fortunate enough to watch CBS Morning, it might have been 2 weeks ago, but Lisa Ling did a three-part series. And the first part was on mushrooms. To explain everything about what that segment showcased, which was absolutely brilliant, and I think it made a believer in a lot of people. Joining us today is Heather A. Lee. Heather is a licensed psychotherapist and certified psychedelic assisted psychotherapist with over 30 years of experience in mind-body medicine, integrative mental health, clinical ecotherapy. Heather has worked in diverse fields, the medical industry, wellness industry, but she's developed exclusive wellness programs for renowned spas and resorts, such as the Golden Door and Four Seasons, and we go on and on. She is the founder and director of Medicine Women Retreats, co-founder of Wellness and Wisdom Journeys. You and your business partner design and deliver the world's first luxury-level psychedelic wellness retreats for women in Colorado, Spain, Portugal, Mexico. Heather Lee, oh my gosh, where do we even begin? Tell us, first of all, congratulations on such a spectacular piece that Lisa did on CBS Morning.
Well, thank you. When Lisa reached out to me, I knew that she would really do a beautiful and respectful piece that would help, you know, bring more of education and awareness to the power of plant medicine. I just knew she would do that really respectfully. So we were really honored to have her do that piece on our work.
Why do you think it is that we are not understanding the power of plant medicine for healing in this country? I don't know what it is, but people kind of like, is it the old days of LSD and Leary and that whole thing, or is it just bad information, misinformation?
You know, I think the war on drugs really was effective in scaring us all and clumping lots of drugs together and making us believe that, you know, that all of these psychedelics were, you know, dangerous and problematic. And, you know, a lot of that was actually much more politically motivated. You know, the war on drugs was really because they were having trouble getting the hippies to sign up to go to war, because there were a lot of reasons that things got shut down. But there was so much good research going on back in the 60s on the power of these medicines. But I do think there's a lingering, you know, negative stigma out there that really is undue when it comes to a lot of these plant-based medicines that are so helpful and have been around for centuries in other cultures. You know, for the longest time, these have been healing plant medicines. But in our culture, it's just there still is a big stigma.
When did you first get involved in this plant psychedelics?
Yeah, well, so I, you know, like many of us back in college, had my first experience with magic mushrooms, with psilocybin, and I was at the time studying psychology and was very interested in transpersonal and humanistic and all those types of psychology and non-ordinary states of consciousness. And so, you know, my first experience with psilocybin, I realized right away that this was such a powerful way to connect in a deeper sort of psycho-spiritual way with our own inner wisdom. So I've been curious about it since back in my college days in the 80s. And then all throughout my training as a mental health professional have really been very fascinated by non-ordinary states of consciousness and how that is helpful in our own personal healing. So things like dream work and guided imagery and mindfulness and meditative states. And when the opportunity came just, you know, a few years ago to get certified as a psychedelic assisted psychotherapist, I thought this is so perfect. This is such a fit for the kind of work that I do and how I believe, you know, that people, it's not so much about what I'm doing as a therapist as it is connecting people to their own innate inner healing intelligence and their own inner wisdom. And that is what these medicines do, is connect us directly to some of our own inner wisdom. So when that opportunity came up, I jumped at it because it just felt like what I've been, you know, how I've been practicing my whole life and career.
You know, we need to talk about these retreats and the impact they're having on women. But that whole three-part series that CBS did, and I have to give them credit. How brave of them to do that.
I totally agree. And, you know, I, of course, was a little anxious before it aired, and I thought, you know, are the other people on the set going to have negative comments or be, you know, sort of reluctant to support this path? And, you know, all of the co-hosts and everybody who has been involved in that so far just had such positive things to say about their own experiences or family members' experiences or, you know, people they know who have found healing through psychedelics and through psilocybin. So I think the overall response was incredibly supportive and positive, which was really very exciting.
I bet your phone didn't stop ringing and is still ringing. You know, how are you feeling about this psilocybin being grouped in with the cannabis world? And I'm just curious what your thoughts are, because that's what's happening, is that it's now become one arena.
Yeah. Well, and I think we have to be careful about that, because all of these medicines and plants and different are all very different. They have different mechanisms of action. They have different, what people respond to them very differently. They're used in different ways. And I think the really big differentiator, one of the differentiators for me, is the, you know, the use of this in more of a very intentional and healing way versus recreationally. Okay, so
yes.
We're not talking about, you know, eating mushrooms and going to a concert. We're not talking about this in a recreational capacity. As you pointed out, you know, I'm a therapist and I've been a therapist for many years, and I'm working with people with these in the capacity of personal growth and development and healing from anxiety, depression. So it's a very different thing to work with these with a very set intention, with somebody who is trained and skilled and guiding you and supporting you, versus doing this on your own and recreationally. And I think, you know, the cannabis industry is much more skews towards the recreational and not so much. There are some people using it in more of a clinical capacity. That is nothing I work with at all. But I think that's a big differentiator, is we're not talking about any of these things recreationally. We're talking about these in a healing and intentional use.
And healing, oh my gosh, the results are extraordinary. We have an awful lot to talk about today. I want to talk about microdosing, which has become very popular. I want to talk about the role of someone that's suffering from depression, anxiety, someone struggling with addiction. I would love for you to share with us, is there anyone or group that should not ever use psilocybin?
Yes. there are people for whom this is contraindicated and is not an appropriate or safe path. So let me start by saying that, you know, so I worked specifically with psilocybin, which is magic mushrooms. And there are, you know, over 100 types of mushrooms that contain psilocybin. But psilocybin is incredibly safe, safer than anything in your bar or medicine cabinet by far, you know, but there are some people for whom this can be an unsafe medicine. And that we screen very, very, very carefully for people.
When we come back from break, tell us who should not be using this, and then we'll talk about the miraculous results from those that are sanctioned to use it. And, Heather, we have so much to talk about when we come back. What's the best website?
Well, we've got to wellnessandwisdomjourneys.com and medicinewomanretreats.com, singular, medicinewoman.
And we'll be right back. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey Station.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-349-6855. 800-349-6855. 800-349-6855. That's 800-349-6855.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with licensed social worker, psychotherapist, certified psychedelic-assisted psychotherapist with over 30 years of experience in mind-body medicine and integrative mental health and clinical therapy. And she is with us today, and we're talking about her specialty. You know, we're talking about mushrooms. We're talking about assisted therapy, women retreats, and we're talking about people that can benefit from this ancient healing plant medicine. And I asked you before break who should not be using this, and please share with us who should not be using mushrooms.
Absolutely. So as I said, you know, we screen really carefully, and anybody should. And if you are pursuing this, if somebody does not ask you these questions, you should be very cautious of pursuing work with them, because it's super important that you're screened for any history of a bipolar disorder, any history of manic episodes, and that would be in yourself or an immediate family member, a sister, a mother, a father. We want to be really cautious about people who have that history of that mental illness. Can be very, these medicines can trigger and make those things surface, or can create psychotic episodes. So very, very cautious of people with certain mental health disorders. And then people that are on antidepressants and anti-anxiety medications, you know, they act on the same serotonin receptors. So with those medications, often we advise people to have a supervised taper, or just understand that might dampen the effect of the psilocybin. But you should always be really well screened, again, for your mental health history and for your physical history before doing these medications.
And the question always becomes, is it legal? How do you find the product, the right product? You said there are so many strains of this, of the mushroom. And how do you find the right therapist? I mean, there's so many questions here.
Yeah. Well, and there's some areas that are still being worked out. So I'm in Colorado. The way that the law stands in Colorado right now, it is legal for anybody to have a personal quantity of psilocybin. You can grow it. You can gift it. You can share it. You can have it. You can consume it. You simply cannot buy or sell. There can be no exchange of money for the medicine. And what I provide is a service for people who have their medicine, who want to be safely supported and guided. It's really a harm reduction model for people who are doing their own personal consumption. So Colorado is still working out all of the logistics for who will be a center and how many of these things will. But for now, people can have and consume and can have services where somebody makes sure that they are supported during that experience.
And when we watched the Lisa Ling piece on CBS, Heather, we saw women, older women.
Mm.
It was so encouraging for so many that are out there that are saying, maybe this is the answer for me. So talk to us about the women that were featured on the piece and what their experiences were like.
Well, that was the most, you know, really amazing little retreat we put together there, because it was intergenerational. So we had a grandmother and her daughter, and then the two granddaughters. So we had the grandmother who was in her 70s, the mother in her 50s, and two daughters in their 20s. And they all did the experience together at the same time in the same house in separate rooms. But it was really a fabulous opportunity to look at ancestral and intergenerational issues around anxiety and just their life journeys. And they all had very different experiences, but very powerful and positive experiences. The grandmother, who had never tried such a thing in her life, you know, had a powerful experience that at first she thought, well, this was really challenging. But then she recognized that what the challenge was what has always been a challenge for her, which was not speaking up for herself, not having a voice. And the medicine really kind of pointed out to her that she allows situations to just happen to her and doesn't always speak up for herself. And she got a wonderful opportunity to explore that and create some new neural pathways and some new ways of relating to that pattern in her life. It's really amazing.
Absolutely. It really was amazing to see that. And then what happens after the retreat? What happens? Is it a one-time deal? We've heard the word microdosing being thrown around. Do share with us.
Yeah. Well, the most important thing actually on these, you know, when people work with psilocybin and have what we refer to as a journey. So when you consume psilocybin, you know, it starts to take effect in about a half hour, and then you are on in that state of non-ordinary consciousness on what we refer to as a journey for about 4 to 5 hours. You are in what's almost like a lucid dream state. And we do that where you are behind eye shades and with music that's designed and curated by, you know, really neuroscientists to follow the arc of the journey, and the music is a powerful piece of it. But that journey experience brings up all sorts of rich material from your own conscious and subconscious. And it's the material, it's things that need to be worked on to be healed, to be recategorized. And it's the work on the flip side of the journey that we refer to as integration. And that's when you begin working with your guide, your therapist, on the material that came up during your journey. Much of that material comes up in symbolism and story and metaphor and emotion. And working with that material with your therapist in integration sessions after the journey is when you really have the opportunity to start making those lasting shifts to old patterns of belief and thought. And it's where you're in this neuroplastic state where your brain is literally creating new neurons and new neural pathways. And that is how we are healing old patterns around trauma, anxiety, depression, etc.
Will they need to do a second journey for some?
What the research is finding is that for many people, and you know, I trained with some of the lead researchers at Johns Hopkins who are doing quite a bit of work in this area, and we're finding that often one macro journey, which is a large dose of psilocybin, it's not a micro dose, it's a macro dose, which is, you know, anywhere 3 to 6 grams perhaps, is creating lasting change in the brain. It is creating new neural pathways. It is creating lasting and sustainable change. So no, you don't necessarily need to do this more. Many people like to do this once or twice a year for a tune-up. Some people are microdosing to maintain some of that neuroplasticity, and we'll talk more about microdosing in a little bit. But for example, one of the people on the CBS show, the young daughter who had very severe anxiety. Her anxiety on a GAD-7 score, which is what we use to clinically assess depression, with 21 being the highest, she was in the 20 to 21 range of having such severe crippling anxiety that she was having trouble living really a normal life. She would find herself parking at emergency room parking lots and always calculating how close she was to a hospital because she had an irrational, almost OCD level of anxiety that she was going to have a health crisis.
Oh, I'm so sorry. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be back with Heather Lee, and we'll give you all her information. Stay tuned. Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Love.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely completely natural and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hepanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242, 800-243-5242, or visit us at oreganol.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. We have to give out your website and talk a little bit more about this young woman. I'm Frankie Boyer. Welcome back, everybody. This is Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey. But we're really talking about today is the power, the medicinal benefits of psychedelics. And we don't talk enough about them. We just don't. And so anytime I have an opportunity to talk to a psychotherapist, someone who specializes in this industry, in this field, that's working with real patients, with real results. We need to hear this. We need to listen. And so, Heather, welcome back.
Yeah, thank you. So I just wanted, you know, to finish up on this one young gal who I worked with whose anxiety was off the charts. And following, you know, I just followed up with her. We're 2.5 months out from her, you know, journey experience on a macro dose. And she, her anxiety now is at a 3 on a scale of 21. And that is like a normal level of anxiety. That's, she gets waves of anxiety that she's able to cope with and move through, and she's no longer crippled by really crippling OCD health anxiety. So I am seeing results in real time with real clients that where they are having healing from really, really crippling emotional and mental challenges. I'm not going to say it's a miracle cure. I'm not going to say that everybody is healed after one journey, but this is a game changer in the field of mental health for really healing people versus, you know, so many of the pharmaceuticals just are treating a symptom, and we are really getting at changing people's brains and creating lasting, sustainable healing changes.
I think that for someone who understands mental illness, when you can get results that have such a phenomenal effect on a person's well-being and life, why would you not try it? That's my, you know, that, why would you not explore this?
Yeah, and you know, that's really, I have to say, again, if people are properly screened and there are no contraindications, this is so safe and the upside is so great that, you know, I am just really excited to try to be part of destigmatizing this as a healing modality. And again, you know, you need to work with somebody who knows how to hold space, who knows how to guide you with this medicine. But the upside is so positive. And Frankie, you know, there's so much research going on right now about the applications of psilocybin in so many domains of our health and wellness. And one of the really fabulous side effects of psilocybin that they're finding is that people that have a macro journey, perhaps just one, start making better health decisions around the foods they eat, the amount they exercise, the amount of alcohol they consume. So a side effect of psilocybin is making better health decisions and living a healthier lifestyle. Now, what other drug, medicine can tell you that, right? The side effects of every pharmaceutical is some awful thing. And the side effects of psilocybin are that you might make better health decisions. I think that's fascinating.
I think that's awesome. 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 Okay. We've heard a lot about microdosing. Microdosing. Mm. What exactly is microdosing?
So microdosing, and I think there are a lot of people out there who are confused about this. Microdosing is taking a sub-perceptual amount of a psychedelic medicine. In the case that we're speaking of right now, that would be magic mushrooms or psilocybin. So a sub-perceptual. So when you take a microdose, you should not notice it at all. You should have no altered perception. You maybe have some enhanced awareness, but no altered perception. So most microdoses are about 0.1 gram of psilocybin, often mixed with maybe niacin, which is a B vitamin, maybe some lion's mane, which is a functional mushroom that enhances brain health. And you take this, you know, 4 days on, 3 days off. It's a sub-perceptual, but it does enhance that neuroplasticity, brain health. There's not a ton of clinical research on microdosing. There's a lot more going on right now that we're waiting for all of those results. But there is not, there's really no downside. It really is just can be very, it can enhance your brain health and your neurogenesis, your creation of new brain cells.
I have heard and witnessed some people who have had miracles with psychedelics when it comes to addiction.
Mm.
And, you know, the stories are fantastical, but the desire to use their alcohol, their drug of choice, is gone. And we've heard that microdosing might be as effective as well for the addict. And I just wanted to know if you had any personal experience dealing with addicts and what your thoughts are on that.
Yeah, you know, again, the research is starting to mount that it can be very positive in that arena. I do not work in the field of addiction, so I can't speak to that, but I do have colleagues who are seeing some pretty profound results. I think what's important to recognize, you know, in our Western culture, we tend to think about, you know, we pop a pill and it does the thing for us, right? So even with microdosing, with any of these medicines, the power is in using it in conjunction with all of the other supports and mental health and counseling and, you know, guidance around the use of these medicines. So it's not that just consuming psilocybin is going to be the cure. It's using it in conjunction with really good therapy and support and integration.
And once again, the lack of education, the lack of resources, the questionable legalization, I mean, it all becomes kind of confusing.
Yeah, it does. And, I'm excited to be in Colorado, where we are really Oregon and Colorado first to legalize. And, we're working out the kinks on how that's going to look logistically in many ways. But the fact that it's legal for personal consumption in Colorado, people are being able to have experiences with these medicines. And we are seeing more and more, you know, fabulous research coming out of places like Johns Hopkins, Berkeley, NYU, the London Imperial College. And, you know, the science is there to support these medicines. And I think we just live in a culture that tends to still, as we talked about at the beginning, have, you know, some stigma around these medicines. And I think we need to see that change, because there are so many people who can benefit from the healing of these very safe plant medicines.
I have to ask you, how many retreats are you doing in a year?
Well, we're doing like one a month in 2024. The demand, you know, they're very small. We do very small, personal, safe, and soulful retreats, you know, anywhere from 8 to 10 women. So we're doing about one a month, and they are really a beautiful way for people to have a safe, soulful, supported experience with these medicines. You know, so again, we're not, they're very small and personal experiences.
And do you stay over, or is it just like early morning to the evening? Tell me how it works.
Yeah, no, they're actually, you know, most of our retreats are a full weekend, sometimes a long weekend, and the plant medicine is just one component. All of our retreats are actually just beautiful women's mindfulness retreats, where there is yoga, there's meditation, there's ecotherapy, hiking, always gourmet food. And it's really, there's so much of it is in the power of women coming together and supporting each other. And, you know, Frankie, we did not set out to be the Frankie and Grace of midlife psychedelics, but it turns out that's our demographic.
Yeah.
It's all midlife women. I mean, I say midlife and people go, gosh, you're generous in that regard, because most of the women coming on our retreats are in their 60s and 70s. And they're really fat. You know, they're fascinated about using this medicine to reclaim their kind of spark about life, to put down a lot of baggage they've been carrying and move into this next phase with more openness and curiosity. And so our retreats are not therapy retreats. They really are personal growth retreats, where people are just curious about exploring their inner landscape. And again, mostly all, I just work with women, and most of our retreats, it's women in their 50s, 60s, and 70s.
I think that is just so absolutely awesome. We have to get ready for another break. We're talking today to psychotherapist Heather A. Lee, and give us the best websites.
Yeah, that would be medicinewomanretreats.com and wellnessandwisdomjourneys.com.
I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab tested to contain 0% THC.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And my goodness, welcome back, everybody. And you can understand why I was so excited to have Heather Lee right here on Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an Educational Odyssey, because I think my whole goal in life as my being, as a someone who's been doing holistic health for decades now, and education, knowledge, informing people and giving people options. That's what I'm about, giving options. And quite honestly, we are in a mental health crisis today. Mental health crisis where the amount of people suffering from anxiety and depression is overwhelming. And where do they go for help? Limited resources, and drugs are not always the answer. And so I'm so open to have Heather on to talk about what the other options are. So Heather, welcome back. This is our final segment today, and can you share a little bit what you would like people to know about these journeys and why this is your life work today?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm going to just sort of share an analogy that I often share with my clients, which is that we are designed to heal. You know, you think about when you get a cut, and you can watch that cut over the course of the next, you know, week, and you see you grow new skin, your body repairs and heals, and then at some point you can't even tell where you had that cut. We are designed to heal emotionally. We have built-in innate inner healing intelligence. And that's what I believe that psychedelic medicine, psilocybin that I work with, this plant medicine, it brings up when people consume this medicine and go on what we refer to as a journey, and you go into your inner landscape, the mushrooms bring up the things that need to be healed and let you have a new experience of that material. It's like you're in a lucid dream state where you're encountering the material and now you're having an opportunity to heal and build new neural pathways and new ways of relating to that material. Just like when we sleep, the reason we dream is because that is us healing and processing material from our day. So these medicines help us tap into our innate yes. inner healing intelligence.
Heather, Before I leave, I have to ask you, how long are the journeys, roughly?
About 4 to 5 hours. It's like you're going down for a nap. You're cozy and snuggly in a bed with a blanket, with your eye shades and the music, and you just allow yourself to drop in to the journey, and it's about 4 to 5 hours of being in this alternate state of consciousness.
I want to stress to everyone out there, this really should be supervised. No one should be doing a journey alone, in my opinion. And
I agree.
I really think you need to have a professional with you when you do a journey. And it's just silly to think you can do this alone. So there are many things in life you can do alone, but this is not one of them. How would someone find resources in their area?
Yeah. Thank you for saying that, because I think there are a lot of people who are just hopping into the psychedelic field, and you want to be really cautious about who you do this work with. You really should do it with somebody who is trained in psychedelic medicine, who has a good track record as a mental health professional, not somebody who just hangs out a shingle and says they're a guide. You really want to work with somebody who understands mental health. There is a website called psychedelic.support. And that is a clearinghouse of a lot of very highly trained therapists all over the country. You look for somebody who is skilled as an integration therapist. That would be a good place to find somebody. And as far as doing it alone, 100% you need to have somebody to support and guide you. As I say to, you know, people have said to me, well, I could do this on my own. God forbid your smoke alarm go off when you're on grams of mushrooms or any such thing. You need somebody there supporting, guiding, and keeping you safe. Yeah.
And how do you know what kind of mushrooms to take? You know, the questions and where are you getting the mushrooms from? And, oh, my gosh, it goes, there's so much responsibility here that you need to take before you just and have that conversation.
Absolutely.
And, by the way, give that website out again,
It's psychedelic.support.
Okay, psychedelic.support. Okay.
Correct. And, you know, many people are starting to grow their own mushrooms. That's a way that you can be really, you know, sure of the quality of your, and that's a whole topic unto itself. So we'll just leave that at that.
Okay. But it's important if you are making this decision. And the legalities, again, it's, you know, many states have said they won't look and they won't arrest you. But it's still illegal, is that right?
Well, if it's decriminalized in your state, that means it's not a criminal activity. It's very, nobody's probably, you know, you've got to beware. You've got to be cautious of what you're doing. I can only speak to what the law in Colorado currently is. But decriminalized means that it is not a criminal activity. It is still, you know, something that is punishable by law, but very, you know, varying by the state. It's probably, you know, it's not a high level crime, but you still want to be cautious. And we're just hoping for these laws to change because, again, people should have access to this plant.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There are so many wonderful stories that you have shared with us today and for anyone out there. And again, it's like anything else, you know, one journey may not be enough for you. You may need to do more journeys. Is that true, Heather?
Yeah, I mean, there's no one size fits all. I like to do this about twice a year. I know the people who do it quarterly, and I know people who do it once and feel like they got all that they needed. So, and some people, this is not interesting to them, and they don't ever want to do it.
Well, this has been wonderful. I thank you so much for educating us, Heather Lee. Give us the best website, please.
Certainly. That would be wellnessandwisdomjourneys.com or medicinewomanretreats.com. And Frankie, I hope you will join us on a retreat one of these days.
Oh, I would love to. You won't have to ask me twice. Thank you so much, Heather. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, madame, with you. My heart won't let my feet do things that they should do.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.